Archaeologists working at Cape Espenberg at the northern tip of the Seward Peninsula have discovered the earliest bronze artifact found in Alaska. The find raises questions about possible international trade hundreds of years ago. KNOM's Ben Matheson has the story.
The small object appears to be a buckle and was found in August in a Beech Ridge dwelling that was occupied by Inupiat. The buckle was likely made somewhere in East Asia. It appears to have been made in a cast, which was a technique not known in Alaska at the time. Owen Mason is a research affiliate with the University of Colorado Boulder and one of the principal investigators on the project. He says there's been bronze found in northwest Alaska from 19th century Russian whaling activity, but this piece is much older.
From the preceding centuries, long before any Russians or British or American whalers were in the area.
A small piece of leather wrapped around the buckle shows a radiocarbon date of roughly 1400 years. The object predates the homes at the Cape by a few hundred years. Mason says the buckle was likely used in East Asia to fasten items to a horse. In Alaska, it could have had a spiritual significance.
It doesn't seem like it was a clothing fastener. It might have been part of a shaman's garb. There was an interest in having kind of noisemakers, if you will, things that would rattle in the wind. It does have that hook, and it seems like it could be attached to clothing.
The foreign-produced object raises questions about the possibility of advanced trade and commerce in the region. Mason says the buckle could have been brought by residents when they arrived at the Cape, or it could have been acquired through trade across the Bering Strait.
Now, the other possibility is that there was a series of trading episodes between Bering Strait and its place of origin. And, you know, other objects and other trade items were passed many times between groups, several groups that we are uncertain about. And perhaps something like walrus ivory was the original item of trade from Bering Strait that would reach China or Korea that was of interest to folks down there and was a trade item for the bronze piece.
Another possibility is that it came directly from East Asian traders in the region, but Mason says there is no evidence of long-range maritime activity. He says the wood evidence around the Cape does not show any signs of a shipwreck. The research team was in the third year of a study funded by the National Science Foundation to learn about how people responded to a warmer climate around 1,000 years ago. One big question at Cape Espenberg has to do with whether people were whaling at the site.
Our big challenge here is to see if the whalebone that we see on the surface there is actually telling us whether people were whaling right at Cape Espenberg. I mean, we know from other sites that there was whaling going on, you know, at Cape Prince of Wales, perhaps at Cape Krusenstern, but, you know, Cape Espenberg is pretty shallow. So even though we've got whalebones in the houses and there's a fair number of other whalebones in the trash mounds around, we're still not totally convinced that there was whaling going on.
Mason says people from Cape Espenberg may have joined whaling crews from up the coast and brought back bones from the hunt. Mason says there is no digging plan for next summer, as the team will be publishing results of their excavations. They do have plans to give a talk in the Nome area early next year. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.